CKDU interviews with Hannah Dawn, DSU electoral candidate for Vice President Student Life. Welcome to the show, Hannah.
Thanks for having me.
So first of all, what program are you enrolled in?
Right now I'm finishing a degree in physics and neuroscience, combined honors.
Combined honors. And it's your last year?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I'm graduating this year.
How many years have you been a student here?
This is my fourth year.
Oh, good.
Yeah, going well.
So what draws you to the position of Vice President Student Life?
Well, I've been really involved over the last few years. In my second year, I was the president of Risley Hall, and then that sort of got me involved in the DSU. I sat on the council in my second year. And then third year, I was vice chair for Orientation Week. And so I got to work with Chris Osmond a lot on that. And this year I was also vice chair again, as well as his commissioner for the year. So I really gotten a really good look at the position and what it entails. And I love planning events so much. It's like my guilty pleasure outside of, you know, schoolwork and that stuff. I just really love, you know, when an event goes smoothly and you can tell everyone is really having a good time, and, you know, all the effort that goes into it, such a great payoff during the day of the actual event.
Mm. And there's a lot of events that happen on the campus, and what events do you hope to continue, and do you have ideas for new events that you want to see?
I definitely, well, you know, the big events like Orientation Week, of course, that, you know, needs to happen. There's a couple of little things that I want to change with the actual inner workings of the Orientation Week. Some events that don't really go as well as we had hoped, so changing a few of those. Over the course of the year, there's the main events that are in the portfolio, including Fall Fest, Winter Carnival, and Student Appreciation Night, things like that, that, you know, are mandatory to continue. I have a couple ideas for Fall Fest as well as Winter Carnival, because they don't normally get the same turnout as our bigger events. So I'll be working on those over the year. For example, Fall Fest, the university is planning on doing a homecoming week during that time, and that really would work well with us if we worked together. We could hopefully bring out more students and increase awareness of the event. In terms of new events, it's really gonna, you know, play by ear as the year goes, see what our interest is, what sort of events are going well. I really sort of had a vision of doing some sort of end of the year graduation reception, but like a graduation ball. But the timing's really weird with that because of transition week. You know, that's when the new council would be coming in, so I would assume that's why nothing like that's been done in the past. But in terms of the existing events, I just plan on continuing them because I've seen them over the last 2 years. So I've sort of gotten a feel for what works and what doesn't.
Do you see a part of the position as going above and beyond events? And if so, what would it be?
Well, the events, you know, they all run smoothly, but the thing that really makes or break an event is the turnout. You know, you can have a really great event, and if there's two people there, it's not going to be very good, right? So advertising, I feel, is a huge flaw with this year and the last year. Getting the word out outside of the Student Union building, you know, you get the same group of 200 people who are, you know, they're really involved and they come to all the events, but then what about the other 15,000 students we have? They don't know anything that's going on. So I feel like advertising, apart from just posters and, you know, website, would really, like, across campus, increase the quality of the events. And one thing that's really going to help that next year is they're implementing a brand new website that will be more user-friendly and sort of more professional website, whereas the website currently is really hard to navigate, has outdated events, and it's just not very student-friendly.
A lot of student societies on campus are very active and do have a lot of events, but they have different ways of advertising that that a DSU or student life related events have, anywhere from where posters get put up to what access to spaces are available. Do you foresee in your role an ability to branch out and connect up the events that are already being planned by student societies and groups, and how would cross-promote, or how do you foresee that?
Well, working with societies is mainly the VP internals portfolio. However, events that, for example, are being held in the Greywood or in spaces where, you know, I would be involved, you know, we definitely have a lot of resources that the societies wouldn't have with, you know, poster, like, design companies and various media resources that the societies might not have. I definitely want to try to run some form of event planning workshop for society execs. Something for, you know, the new exec comes in, they have no idea what they're doing, and then it sometimes takes, you know, half the year to really get into your stride of how do I run an event, how do I advertise, how do I get people out, and then to have something where they can learn those skills early, I think would definitely improve the quality of the events. So hopefully I can do that.
Cool. Okay, we're going to switch it up a bit. These next questions come to us from inside the Actor's Studio, the TV show.
Okay.
What's your favorite word?
My favorite word? I really like fantastic, or just words that, you know, really show so much emotion, you know? That I tend to use those sort of words a lot. Fantastic and awesome and stuff like that, so, you know.
What's your least favorite word?
I'm going to choose one that's appropriate for the air. There's some bad words out there. I don't know, just a word that makes you feel really crappy. So, like, you know. I'm not really sure. Just, like, terrible or something that really, you know, bums you out.